Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready. All right, you ready, Bob?
Yeah.
You grew up in 8 Mile time, Bobby, right?
Wait, what does that mean?
8 Mile was a popular movie at a time.
Isn't it still a street? Like, it still exists.
Yeah, but I meant like the movie 8 Mile.
Sure, yeah.
I just wonder if like people called you Cheddar Bob a lot back in the day.
Never once.
Never once were called Cheddar Bob.
Bob's like, uh-oh.
I don't know. It just, like, when I was like, you ready, Bob? Cheddar Bob? It was what I said in my head. I said, you ready, Bob, yeah, out loud. Yeah, but in my head, I tagged on Cheddar Bob. So then I was like, what is Cheddar Bob from? 8 Mile, the fucking character that shoots himself. And I was like,
oh, God.
I was like, Bobby and I were kids when that came out, like, what, 2002?
Bobby shot himself once.
Yeah, Bobby shot himself once. We were kids when it came out, 2002, right? We were like 14, 15 when 8 Mile came out. So I just assumed that probably kids in 8th grade to high school called you Cheddar Bob all the time.
Nah.
All right. So it's the Lousy Weather Media main show, episode 272. I'm Sean Ast.
Bob Capardo.
Slim. You should have said Cheddar Bob.
Cheddar Bob.
What did kids call you? Because they just call me by my name.
I got Sean John a lot because Sean John clothing was popular. The fucking, you know, the Puff Daddy clothing line.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sean John. So I got Sean John a lot growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or I got like Sean Connery. Ho, ho, ho.
Sean Connery.
People would do Sean Connery impressions. Like, that was like older people. Older people would do Sean Connery impressions because my name is spelled S-E-A-N, the Irish way. Like,
yeah.
So I would, like,
so
people.
They like to.
Yeah, older people would read my name and be like, oh, Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Ast.
Yeah. Ast. Sean Ast.
That's when those movies were popping back then.
And then, yeah. Then young kids are always just like, yeah, well, that's when those movies are popping when they were like 14. And now they're 50. It's kind of like people in 30 years are going to call Bob Cheddar Bob because those movies will be popping. Anyway, so yeah, that was a lot of math to get there.
See, there's three ways.
Anyway, so yeah, I got older people would be like Sean Connery, and then younger people would be like Sean John. Which I hated. I hate the name John, even though my name's Sean. I'm like, John, fuck John. My name's Sean. Like, I don't even like. I don't even like when fuck people John. Say, yeah. I don't like when people say like Sean. Like, there's people that say
excuse
my name.
Me?
People that say it like that. They say like Sean instead of Sean. Like, I like a really deep Sean.
Sounds like S H A W N.
What's up?
Like Sean.
Yeah.
No. Sean.
Yeah,
like you're Sean.
S H A W N would be like Sean.
More like. I don't know. Seems the way you said like, it sounds more like
Sean.
Shawarma.
H-A-S-H-A-U-N. Because
you emphasize like the W sound.
Yeah, the Sean.
Sean.
I think the W sound would
Sean.
Be Shaw. Like S-H-A-W is Shaw, and then put an N on the end. Sean. Sean. I don't like that. My name is
Where's
Sean.
Sean?
My name is Sean. It's not John. It's not Sean. It's Sean.
Shan.
I don't like when people say Sean.
Sound like a fucking mobster. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean. I'm no, Sean.
Sean.
You literally pronounce the H and W so prevalently.
Sean. You need some emphasis in there. Sean.
Sean.
No, not the Sean.
If your jaw Sean. Doesn't drop, you're not saying it right. Sean.
S-E-A-N. If you, yeah, and then it's spelled S-E-A-N. No, my name is Shuan. It's spelled S-E-A-N.
Scene.
Sean. I don't like being called Sean. I like being called Sean.
My biggest thing is when, and this happened to me on the phone with a customer the other day.
I don't like when people call me Andrew. I like when they call me Andrew.
No, sorry, no, no. But
yeah, well, last week we literally talked about that. He was like, I hate being called Andy.
Andy, yeah.
Oh, did we say that last week?
Yeah.
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 I called you Andy for the rest of the show.
Right. But it pisses me off. Like, well, I just told you my name. That doesn't give you the right to down don me a nickname. Like, we're not cool like that.
Yeah, the only time people ever, like, gave me nicknames was when there was other Bobs. Then I would have a nickname.
You'd be like, Bob or Robert or Bobby.
I actually just found my old high school wrestling hoodie with the Slim on the back where it all started.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Nice. Slim.
Where it all started.
I like that you brought up a story from the end of the episode last week.
I forgot.
It's like the show never ended. We're just continuing. Remember that thing we talked about 10 minutes ago? So
I'm winning. Who wants me a million? No.
Yeah. Think about that.
Put that in your juice box and suck it.
I'm like, yeah, think about that. And he goes, fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, how you doing today, Slim? It's a Tuesday.
You know, I just had the last 2 days off, and I've done nothing.
Off. See, you say off like the way I wanted people to say Sean.
O-W-F.
Sean.
I just had 2 days off. Sean.
2 days off. I didn't do a goddamn thing. Oh, I did take some clothes up to Play-Doh. This made like $60.
Nice.
That was cool.
Could have donated them for free, too.
Well, I'm doing that with the leftovers.
To people of the needy.
Yeah, but I had like designer with the ones. Leftovers. That, you know, the ones they didn't want. All those would go to Goodwill and whatnot. But, you know, I had like old Nike stuff. And
Goodwill ain't even the needy, man. That's
where do
a
I take
for-profit
them?
Company.
Where do I take them?
The fucking...
Salvation Army?
No. Fuck
you
them,
hang
too.
Them on the bridge.
Hang on, just hang them on the bridge and wait for somebody to come by.
No, I'm not even joking. You guys ever seen that? They got, like, it says, like, snow angels or something.
And then you just leave clothes up?
Yeah, oh, yeah, you just leave clothes on hangers.
So I go there, take all those clothes, and then take them to
Play-Doh. And take them, yeah.
No, go pick up all those clothes and take them to Play-Doh's.
The ones I didn't want, I take back to the bridge.
There's a place in Ravenna that is fucking... homeless clothing place.
Okay.
I can't remember what it was called. Portage County Thrift or some shit like that. But anyway, Goodwill is like, Goodwill's the craziest profit model ever. They're like, we're going to take a bunch of free donations, sell them for profit, and only hire mentally handicapped people. And you're like, what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's genius. When you think about it.
I'm going to hire people I don't have to pay. I'm going to get clothes from stuff I don't have
that
to
I don't
pay
have
for.
To buy. Yeah. Like.
And then I'm going to sell it. Take all the money.
I volunteered once there for community service when I was in school. And they like almost kicked me out. It was crazy.
You were too smart.
Too stoned. I was.
I'll do it.
They were like, your eyes are red. Get out of here. And I was like, I have allergies. Why? These clothes are giving me allergies. And they were like, no, you're high. And I was like, no, I have allergies. And they're like, we're going to drug test you. And I was like, you can't do that.
Goodwill.
And they're like, all right, get back to work then. And I was like, all right. That did like my 2 hours and went back to school.
Damn.
So, all right, I'm done.
You should be moving faster than the other workers, but you're not.
I was moving quick as fuck.
Don't get me wrong. I'm all for giving mentally handicapped a place to work.
Yeah.
Like,
we have a janitor that like that at my work.
I really love cool I guy. Love like the Weaver Industries that John Kasich completely gutted and barely exists anymore.
Shout out to my dude Shark.
To where he used to deliver to Weaver Industries all the time. But it's like, so they can go somewhere and make frisbees and have friends and have a life, have a job. You know what I mean? Like,
there's one of those over behind the DMV in Ellet, isn't there? Isn't there a Weaver over there one time?
I think so.
Like in that back part? Like
the place that used to be Pronio's?
No. It's like when you're going to the DMV, but you just keep going back down the hallway, that long hallway.
Ah. And that's isn't that still like used to be Pronio's?
No, probably it's around the corner on the other side.
Anyway, geography about DMV
with
Ellet. So anyway, let's move on. Before we offend everybody.
Yeah, what are we doing here?
I don't know. You unvelcroed your pocket when Bob was talking, and it was like the loudest thing
Sorry.
I ever heard.
I just tried to put my hands in my pocket.
You didn't hear it? Maybe because you
working.
Don't have headphones on and you don't hear it.
Well, this isn't working.
That ain't working? Oh, I know exactly why. Oh, no, I don't. I don't know why.
It's a mystery.
What if I do this? What about now?
I think
check!
Yeah.
Riveting.
It was loud.
Riveting audio. So, Slim, you'd be happy. I tried Grand Theft Auto Online last night.
Finally, jeez.
After 6 years of the video game being out.
You've had it the whole time.
You're a little behind, but it's okay. What'd you think?
I don't really know if it was for me, man.
Did you buy online, or is it like a pass thing?
Yeah, I have. They had 3 months for $9.99 or something like that, so okay. I was like, fuck it, I'll buy it, and I'll try
GTA Ooh, online. GTA fucked me, or Xbox what? Fucked me last week.
Oh, yeah?
My yearly subscription came up, and I didn't know I was expecting it, and just, boop, $60. I'm like, yeah. Oh!
Nice.
That's yeah. brutal. But yeah, online is fun.
Same thing ever me. John McAfee really shit in my mouth last week.
John McAfee?
Who? Yeah.
Who's that?
McAfee. He really shit in my mouth.
He's the guy that shit in girls' mouths when he died or some shit.
No, he's still alive. He's still shitting in mouths still in the Caribbean.
Well, why?
He started from the antivirus. McAfee antivirus.
Yeah. Okay.
Then he moved so he could start a drug cartel and shit in girls' mouths.
What? But how did he fuck you? How did he shit in your mouth?
Oh, because I have McAfee antivirus when I bought my laptop. Mm-hmm. And it charged me without saying anything the other day for another year, and I was pissed.
Damn.
Because it's a lot of money.
And he took a shit straight in Bob's mouth. But yeah,
so, GTA Online.
I still taste it.
I'm trying out the little tutorial. I'm like, oh, this is fun. This is holding my hand as I'm playing. And then like after like the second thing, it just dropped me into the open world. And I was like, oh, cool, there's a car. I'm about to go get in that car.
No, you can't do that.
I got fucking shot. So, as soon as I got dropped in the room, I just start walking. I got like 3 steps before a fucking Cadillac fucking convertible just runs me over. And then as I'm getting up, it's just a guy in the car going, fucking gats me down. And then just is like, you're dead.
The online players are unforgiving.
I was like, I literally just spawned in the room. Like, this guy must know the spawning point for every out-of-tutorial trainee. It just fucking waits there. As soon as somebody spawns, he's like, yeah! And just fucking runs me over. Brutal. So I started, like, a friends-only, like, invite-only room so that I could cruise the world a little bit. And
same thing, basically.
There's a million things to do, but honestly, nothing really looked that interesting to me. Everything was like, race here.
Races are one of the easiest ways to get money.
Kill this guy and get money or something like that. Like, the bounty hunter stuff looked like it might be pretty cool. I might check out some of that shit.
Yeah, but it's just a lot of little mini games, but the real fun is when you're just playing with people and when you just go fuck around and
run over noobs when they get dropped into a room. Yeah,
why not?
So I was like, I don't know. You would think that, like, they encourage that in that game almost. They encourage the murdering of noobs.
If you do enough, they'll, like, ban you to a bad server, they call it.
A bad sport.
Yeah, you have to wear a dunce hat. And it's just you and a bunch of other assholes in one server, and it's like everyone just fucks each other up. So if you are enough of a bad sport, you will get penalized for it. But for the most part, people are pretty mind their own business.
I don't really feel like that was something that they counted against your sport points, though, because it was just like, you now have an arch rival.
No,
arch rival in rooms, and I'm just like, oh, this is just a thing.
One or two kills won't do anything.
And it's like you're just gonna murder each other now.
Yeah, it'll show like a scoreboard. If you do start fighting with a guy, it'll show how many times you killed them versus they killed you, and it's kind of fucked when you see like, because you'll like start a fight, you'll be playing with friends, you'll come back and get killed again. It's like, this guy killed me 7 times. Where was this? It's wild.
So 6 years trying to get into a game 6 years later might be a little hard, but yeah, it was pretty funny. I did like a little shootout with some guy. He murdered my face. He pistoled me down.
Damn.
And it was funny, too, because I had this dude. We're going to talk video games.
Yeah.
I had this dude, right? So
got him.
We got him. We got spawned into this room, and I was right in front of a ladder. So I just climbed the ladder, and I'm, like, running on all the rooftops and shit. Mm-hmm. And then I find the guy. His ass is just chilling in a garbage truck. Like, he's just chilling. So I start shooting the front window of the garbage truck, and I don't kill him. He drives into a little spot, gets out, walks up to the edge, and just goes, gat, 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 and I'm dead.
Damn.
Like, I was like, damn, I should be better at this game.
He's probably got better weapons than you. You unlock them as you level up online.
Yeah, my obviously I had like the first weapon.
Just a
yeah.
pistol.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I was trying it. I'm like, I don't know if this is all for me, though.
That's how I am with Red Dead Online now. That shit is like stupid. Yeah, it's basically Grand Theft Auto with horses.
It's supposed to be the same thing.
It is. You just like run around and do missions with people, but people will be dicks and just run up and shoot your horse's leg out. Just fuck you up. Dude, it's brutal.
Yeah, people make things terrible, and why do they want to connect us all now? Like, I hate people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I fucking hate people.
I used to be a solo gamer for a long time.
And why do they want to connect us all now? It's just like, I don't want to be connected with shitty people as I'm trying to have a fun gaming experience. You know what I mean?
I hear you, yeah.
Like, and at the same time, I get it. I get why it's cool. Like, it's cool to, like, click on something. Oh, I can race now. Click on it, and then you just waiting for players to add. Just add a couple randos in a room, and you go do a race. The being live in a world and the fuckers just murdering you as you get dropped in the world, that shit's lame.
You gotta break into the military base, get a jet, and then you are the fucker.
Just that reminds me of one when I was playing single player campaign, and I'm playing this mission, and this guy wants me to meet him on top of some building, and I'm like, how am I gonna get on top of this building? And Bob goes, I know how you can get up there, but you're not gonna like it. I was just like, what? He's like, you gotta break into a military base, steal a helicopter, and you can fly right to the top of it. I was like, how about I just go on the internet in the game and buy a helicopter?
Well, I am under the impression that you don't like to do illegal things when you play game.
Yeah, I don't do illegal things when I play Grand Theft Auto. I take the cab everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. You drive the speed limit when you do drive.
Just, no. I only kill unless if I have to. No, I definitely in GTA 4, I took the cab everywhere.
I used to do that, too.
GTA 4.
Because it was so quick.
And the cabs are everywhere. And you can...
Fast travel.
You just... Basically, yeah, you call for the cab, go in for the mission, and you come out, and your cab's still there. Like, you take the cab to the mission, call for it real quick before you activate the mission. So as you come out, the cab's still just waiting right there by the mission marker, so that you just take the cab from there to where you need to go.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
That's how people can speed run it and beat it in like 4 hours, because they just take cab to cab to cab to cab.
Yeah.
Cab to cab to cab.
Anyway, what are we even talking about now?
That one band, Cab to Cab.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B.
Are they still around?
That was a heavy fucking record, though, Abacab.
Yeah, I like that.
They're a good band. We played with them a bunch when they...
Really?
They were actually around when I was playing Deathcore.
Wasn't that a Mortal Kombat cheat code?
Yeah, from the Genesis version.
Blood code.
A-B-A-C-A-B-B.
Nice.
Abacab. Yeah, Abacab was pretty heavy band. But I don't know. I was thinking about, though, I was like, yeah, I'll have to squad up with Slim one day and murder some noobs.
For sure. Dude, one time on there, we found this door glitch at a tattoo shop down like one of the main roads. And you just like put your car in the open door, and it just slingshots you all across the map. Like, spent hours
on that. Like how GTA 4 did.
Yeah.
GTA 4 had the swing set. Yep. You'd put your car up against it and fling it across the map.
Hours doing that, too. Just, like, meaningless shit.
See, I wanted to drop in the GTA Online and stuff like that, see what kind of differences they have with the tattoo shops there, or the hair, or fucking... Just because there's like extra mini games and differences to everything. So like that's the shit I wanted to see. But I'm at like a level 2 with no money. So
nah, you can't do
much. I gotta go do some missions and
honestly, how I got most of my money was glitches. Like I would be on with my buddy and he would be like, oh, just find a new money glitch. You'd like duplicate your car and sell it 100 times, like just wild shit.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to figure it out. I'm a noob. I'll try it again later or something. People are going to murder me, I feel.
That's fair. I've been playing Spyro a lot.
But you're still playing Spyro.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't beat it yet. I'm taking my time because it's just so fun. It's so nostalgic. And now they're bringing back Crash Bandicoot Racing. That was my first CTR. Ever game for my PlayStation 1. I came with that.
Crash Team Racing.
Mm-hmm.
That game was pretty wild, Crash Team Racing.
If I can go online with that.
The drifting mechanics and shit changed kart racing in that game.
Definitely.
Because Super Mario 64 was all we had before that, which had a little drift, but Crash Team Racing had to like build up the meter.
Yeah.
Then you could drift all the way around the thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. That shit was wild. You ever play kart racers back in the day, Bobby?
Mario Kart like a motherfucker.
Mario Kart like a motherfucker.
It's the only one.
Yeah.
I don't fuck around with CTR.
What about Diddy Kong Racing?
I don't fuck around with Diddy Kong Racing.
I have that one, too.
Diddy Kong Racing was like, I want to say like CTR, they like programmed a Diddy Kong track to see if they would be able to make a kart racer or something like that. Like they went through it and like programmed frame by frame a Diddy Kong Racing level. And then they were like, oh, we could do this, and just did their own.
Right. Man, I brought Super Smash Bros. Over to Robert's on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, he's had the game about the same time as I have. Like, you know, and he's been playing with a couple people, but I own the game, and I've been playing nonstop. So I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to wreck shit, and it's going to feel good. I got my ass kicked every single round, every match.
Yeah.
I felt like shit.
I did that shit to my brother the other day. He was like, come over, we'll play some NHL 18 or 19 or whatever the new one is, NHL 19. And I'm like, all right, cool. I haven't played since like NHL 09. Mm. He's like, all right. So he's thinking he's going to fuck me up, and I ended up winning like 7-0 or some shit. And he's like, dude, I fuck people up online, bro. You need to play online. I was like, no, those people are going to murder me. He's like, you just whooped my ass. he's like, you came into my house with my
drank
game.
My beer.
Yeah, with my game and whooped my ass while smoking your fucking tampon Walmart My Blue. The Walmart jewel. He's like, you're smoking that shitty fucking nicotine and beating me at my own game. I'm like, eh, whatever. I just thought it was a fluke, but no, I was whooping his ass.
Nice.
So anyway, Super Smash Brothers.
Oh yeah, I got my ass kicked. Now I don't feel like playing. I'm just like done with the game. Like,
that's how I was with NBA 2K19, man. I fucking was so bad at it that I was just like, this isn't fun.
But I played online a few times, and I won
the game.
Like, I won a few matches, and I felt good about it. Mm-hmm. And then I go over to Robert's using Donkey Kong, like the most vanilla character. And I fought Dan. Dan has played the game like twice, and he beat me 5-0.
Do they got Ness in this one?
Oh yeah,
Ness is there. Mm-hmm. That's Bobby's favorite character.
I like Ness.
Yeah.
I was using Marth.
Ness is sick.
From the Fire Emblem.
But I don't like playing with him on Smash Bros.
No, you just like Ness and Earthbound.
Earthbound's sick.
Never played Earthbound. I want to go back and get it for 64. Or was it not
Super
for 64?
Nintendo.
Super
yeah, Nintendo. Okay. Yeah, it's on the SNES
Emulate
Classic.
That shit, bro.
Oh, I actually just downloaded that for my Switch.
What?
The classic SNES.
But it's just
it's like, got just like a pack of games.
It's like 20 games, like the
yeah
thing. So then Earthbound might be in that.
I'm gonna have to look into it.
Because that's what's on the like the actual little console they sell.
Mm-hmm.
It has Earthbound and a couple others.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard that Switch now has like a
store.
It's like a subscription service to
I was pissed when I found that out. Because I only had Zelda and Mario before Super Smash. Mm-hmm. So there's no going online. You can do nothing. And so I went to go play online for Super Smash, and I had to make an account, a Nintendo account, and then I had to pay, I think it's like $3.99 a month. I'm like, what? Like,
they have like a...
That's silly.
They have one that's like $9.99 a month or something like that, where you get access to like all the NES games right now.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't remember. I downloaded something that it gave me, but I didn't look into it. I was so pissed. I was like, let me just fucking play.
Instead of doing virtual console, it's like a subscription, like Game Pass or any of those now. Yeah,
that's another thing. Xbox Games Pass. I can't cancel it. I follow the instructions. I go to the website. I go where it tells me.
Microsoft is the worst.
It won't let me cancel.
Shit.
And I can't call because it's going to be someone from India that is actually not working for Microsoft. They're actually a scammer. And it's
they're the worst at figuring shit out. Didn't you have the problem where they wouldn't cancel your shit because you kept saying your name was Bobby? And then when they looked at the account.
No, it was when my Xbox got hacked and they stole all the money out of my bank.
Yeah.
And they had to verify who I was, and I kept saying my name is Robert Camparta, Bob Camparta, Bobby Camparta, everything. And they were like, no, none of those are right. And finally, like, I proved who I was, and I was like, well, what did the name say? And they were like, Bobby C.
It's Bobby Camparta, not Bobby Camparta.
No, it's just I didn't
Bobby C.
No, it's because I just didn't put my last name. I just
damn
put my last initial. And I was like, I fucking hate you guys.
Mine was great. I couldn't cancel online. It wouldn't work. So I called them. And what's the phone number? I try every single phone number I've ever had. Every email address I've ever had. And then finally, after like my social security number, email address, and all this shit, I finally like prove who I am. And I'm like, well, what the hell was the phone number on the account? And he goes, 000000000. And I was like, sick.
Wow.
And so whenever, you know, whenever my fucking 16-year-old ass, whatever, was setting up my Xbox 360 account, you know, it's like, what's your phone number? 000000. You know what I mean? Like, you don't fucking think. You're just putting in dumbass shit. They're like, what's your info? And you're just like, dumbass shit. You could literally type dumbass shit. Wow. Yeah, so they're like, confirm your phone number. Okay. 733. You know what I mean? I'm like going
696969.
Yeah, going through every phone number ever. And then finally, like, so what was the phone number on the account? 000. Like, you fucking ass.
I had that problem with one of my credit cards. I was like trying to find out something about my account, and she's like, all right, which phone number? I told her. She's like, that's not right. And I had to give her all this other information then, because I didn't answer one question right. So at the end, I was like, okay, so what was the phone number? She's like, I can't provide that information. I can only confirm or deny. I'm like, was it this? She goes, yep. I'm like, change that, because that was my old home phone. I'm like, I don't even got that anymore. Like,
it's like at my old job, how people would always call up, and they'd be like telemarketers would always call up. They'd be like, is Mike Cock there?
And I'd be like, dude, we would get those all the time.
I'd be like, no, that's a fake name. Stop calling here. And they'd be like, well, in our records, it says that he works there. Is he there? I'd be like, no, it's a fake name.
People would
call them. They'd call back like
is
a day later.
Is Bill Oney there?
Yeah, they would call him. They'd ask
Harry
for
Sachs there?
Mr. Hunt. Yeah. Which made me think that, like, we would
Mike Hunt. Yeah,
we used to have, we used to have an employee who would be a jokester. So I imagine, like, these people called and they were like, Can we speak to your owner or whatever? And he's like, he's not here. What's his name? Oh, it's Mike Cunt. All right, so then they would call and be like, is Mr. Hunt there? Who?
Yeah.
Mike Cunt, your owner. I'm like, no. The fuck
no, like,
here.
Literally, when I started, like, there was two people that worked there that would sit in the back and, like, fill out the magazine subscription stuff with with the address to there.
Send it in.
With fake names and shit and send them in. And, yeah, so...
That's awesome.
I know who it was.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that.
Dom, and it would be daily. You'd be back there, like, making dough.
Oh, so annoying.
Just busting your balls. The phone would ring, and you'd run up there, pick up a delivery. Hi, I'd like to speak to your owner, Mike Cunt. Motherfucker. God damn it. You go back to stretching out some pizzas.
Well, I want
to
talk to your
motherfucker.
Owner.
Yeah, it's hilarious. No, it wasn't hilarious at 9:30 in the morning when you're busting your ass.
But, it'd be, like, right after where I'd walk in and, like, flour would fall on my head from a trap rigged on the ceiling from the same people that would fucking yeah, and then I'd be like, god damn it,
that sounds like a stressful environment.
No, shortening on every door. it was shortening on every door handle and light switch.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Well, I did it back, but I always failed. I suck at jokes. I'm not a good prankster.
Sometimes I can be.
So I want to. We didn't ever, like, up the level. Like, we did sometimes do shortening on, like, car door handles and shit, but we didn't do anything.
What would that do?
Like, what's up?
Is that sticky or is it
loop, shortening?
Or is it, like, greasy?
Like,
it's grease. Yeah,
yeah,
it's, like, grease. Really. It's like Crisco.
Like lard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Just be, like, sticking your whole hand in lard, and you're like, oh, fuck.
No, I upped the ante the one time. I went to my manager's house when she wasn't home.
Okay.
And put shortening on all this stuff.
I jacked
outside.
Off in every room.
Yeah, no. I do remember this when she found her.
It was like on the car that she uses for, like, not work and, like.
It was on their shovel.
Damn.
It was, like. Three or 4 months later, her husband went out to rake the yard in the fall and got shorting on his hand. It was awesome.
That's brutal. No one's expected old Bobby C walking around the neighbor's yard.
With just a box of Butcher Boy fucking like shortening. Wiping on everything.
Me and Marcus.
But we never, like, saran wrapped anybody's cars or anything like
that. No, not like that.
We need to.
One time, we had this caution tape at work, and me and my buddy were always fucking with each other, and I put caution tape around every single thing in his office, around his pencil sharpener, his stapler, all of his pens together, all of his paper clips, his computer, literally everything, and he got me back. He saran wrapped my entire desk in one, like, all my shit. I had to cut it open with a knife. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Funny stuff.
Work shenanigans with Slim.
If you call me Sean,
Original.
Push shortening all over all my shit, but don't you dare call me Shy.
Shortening?
Shortening. What's the short?
God damn it. Why don't we, damn, this shit's all fucked up. I tried to, like, lay us into music real quick and be like, all right, let's take a break. The morning show will be back.
There must be a short somewhere.
Yeah, nice. All right, we'll be back with Top 8 Debate, Round 2. We're going to be debating Batista and John Cena. Turn on some Abacab for you, Swimmer. I mean, Batista and Brock Lesnar. Did I say John Cena? Batista.
The door should be open. It should be swinging. This is how we do it in Cleveland. Hey, it's the Fat F, and I'm from the slab. First nigga put 28s on the jack, 20s on the leg, 24s on the cut.
Speaking of video games, Bronco,
look like a nutty buddy. Now I got some buddies that
you remember this song from Madden 07 or whatever it was.
No, but what beat is that? I swear I know that intro.
It's this song. This is the only song that I know it from.
I swear that sounds so familiar.
It's Al Fats. Or Fat Al, as he used to be called. Sorry, Bobby, go ahead.
Maybe you know it from playing Madden.
Yeah.
I never played Madden. I was never good at those.
It was a popular song around Cleveland, this was, because this was like, before there was Machine Gun Kelly, before there was Ray Jr., there was... But after there was Bone Thugs, there was Al Fats.
Oh, my God.
And Al Fats was fire. This is the only song he ever put out that I remember, but it's the only song that he has on Spotify.
No, I never played Madden.
But this song was fire. His name was Fat Al, and then this song started getting traction, and Bill Cosby went, wait.
Hold the phone.
I own Fat Al. You're not Fat Al. So he changed his name to Al Fats.
Hmm.
Song's fire, though. Bobby was a big fan of Ray Jr.
Sloppy. Yeah, we live in here, Sloppy.
Yeah, that's all
I fucked with that.
Came to the club sober, now we're leaving here sloppy.
He had like one other good one.
You said his name, and I was like, who?
Talking about Ray J?
Ray Jr., yeah. There was somebody else with the name Ray in Cleveland, too, wasn't there? Isn't there like a Ray?
Sugar Ray, I think?
No, I think there's like a Ray Cash or something like that was popular. Sugar Ray.
I don't know.
I think there was like a Ray Cash. It was really popular, and there was like a, I can't remember who the other, King Chip was one, or Chip the Ripper.
Yeah, Chip the Ripper, man. Kid Cudi, you talking, thinking about?
No, I'm thinking of somebody named like Ray Cash.
$100 bill.
I'm about to type in Ray Cash.
Slim with a dollar sign. Hey.
$100 bill is worth a lot more than your head.
My album is slowly gaining traction.
Yeah, there's a guy named Ray Cash. He has a album. Given his country draw, people thought he was from the country, but he's actually from Cleveland.
Hey. So, okay.
All right, so yeah, Ray Cash is a real thing.
Okay.
But he rapped like he was from the South. That was a problem with Cleveland rappers there for a minute after Bone Thugs. It's like even this song sounds like a Southern, like...
It does.
Everything was super Southern coming from Cleveland.
He's just got that slang in his voice.
24s on the slap.
Exactly. But did you hear what I said, though?
No.
My album's slowly gaining some traction.
Oh, yeah, you're a celebrity?
Well, I mean, no. Just people just... Like, I had two people hit me up today. They're just like, hey, I just checked out your album. I loved it. Mm. It was awesome.
They're people you knew or randos?
Yeah, people I knew. But, like, just somehow just found it. And, one of my exes texted me and was like, hey, as a hip-hop fan, your music still fucking sucks. I was like, oh, sweet. I got haters.
Damn.
Yeah, she's not nice.
How's she going to go out of her way to say something like that to you?
Well, we were having a conversation, but she was just going off on me, hoping I die and all that. It's fine.
Why have that conversation?
We were just having a conversation about death,
how I should die. It was like, was this just a one-off, or do you guys have this regularly?
Yeah, no, like, we were cool, and then she was talking to me about how I've talked to my ex recently. We were just hanging out, and then she just went off like, "You're back with her, you fucking piece of shit. How could you? You idiot. You're..."
So an older ex was mad about you going back to this ex?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. If we're going to link the fucking...
Yeah, the tree. Yeah. The timeline, but... Yeah, but that was one of the things she said.
Your ex timeline's more fucked up than the Zelda timeline.
Man.
Oh!
I was going to say...
Got him!
I was going to say your ex timeline was more fucked up than the Cleveland hip-hop timeline.
Oh! Got him!
Damn. Fuck.
Thank you, Josie, for fixing this bell.
Right. Yeah, no, I hate everyone. But, yeah, so I got good with the bad. It's a mix, you know? I got haters.
Yeah.
Feels good. I also, like, I've had people that are like, "I'm going to check your album," and I know they have, because I've seen it on Apple Music, that were, like, I follow them, and it shows you, like, people that have listened to this album.
Yeah.
Never commented a word. So I'm like, okay, did you not like it at all? Like, are you?
They have other stuff to do. Yeah, man, your monthly listeners are up to 20. What's your stream numbers looking like?
I don't know. How do I look at that?
And Spotify for...
Oh, I meant Apple Music. I was talking about Apple Music specifically.
I'm talking about your Spotify.
Because, I mean, like, I can see, like, the people that I follow, like I said, like, friends who listen.
Yeah, it says that they listen to it.
But, I don't know. Let me look at that.
Well, you're a famous artist, Slim, with a dollar sign.
Right.
With a dollar sign as the S.
Yes.
So you don't only write with a dollar sign. You also got to put a dollar sign as the S.
Exactly. Yeah. 99 streams all time.
It's not complicated.
You know what? The features are my most streamed tracks.
Hmm.
The freely feature
people
is my...
checking them out.
It's funny. The freely feature is my most on Spotify.
Well, he's famous. Yeah.
But the H Money feature is the most on Apple Music.
Really?
Like, I had the little star next to my couple of my songs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's only... now it's the first one. But it used to be Core and the one with H Money, and now it's the first one closed.
And H Money.
Yeah. But, yeah, people love H Money, man. Shout out to him.
Yeah, features can help because it's going to draw new people into your stuff.
Right, for sure.
I haven't had any features yet on my music.
Uh-oh.
Doing it all on my own.
Solo.
DIY.
That, who did that? The J. Cole shit. Make my own beats, put out my own raps, no features.
I'm getting there, I'm close. I tried to do that at the last record, just my beats weren't good enough. Now I'm getting some better beats, so, It's going. So anyway, enough about our hip-hop careers. Let's move on to the main event of the evening.
Woo!
It's what everybody tuned in for.
I'm still looking just on my Spotify real quick, and speaking of Slim's hip-hop career, going back to it, sorry.
We'll keep on that.
You don't come up in artists.
What's up?
In my artists. I follow you. But there's like, it alphabetizes everything, and it's just, you're not.
You gotta go to
anywhere.
The dollar sign section.
There's no dollar sign section, but nice. There's like a number section at the top, and you're not in that.
Huh. Weird.
This dude, he stole my bio for Spotify.
I didn't even make a bio.
I'm just seeing this right now.
What did I make?
Your bio says Akron hip hip.
Shut up.
Your bio says Akron hip hip.
Where? Oh my god.
And my bio says Akron, comma, Ohio.
Dude, that's awesome. Oh fuck.
You know, so you gotta leave it like that for a couple days. So, yeah. So my bio, which I've had since August, says Akron,
Ohio.
Oh my
god, it does.
I just went for a nice short bio where I was like, just Akron, Ohio. I'm not putting like Sean Est was a legend in the area. But then I just check out
Dave Chappelle.
I just check out Slim's bio and it just says Akron.
We got our own genre here in Akron, you know.
No thing.
Akron hip hip.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a hip hip.
I like it more when people say hup hup. Sorry, Sean.
Not to be confused with hop hop. It's hip hip.
Hip hip hup hup. Nah,
hop, hop. It's hip hip hooray.
So anyway, acronym. Oh, shit, I am screenshotting that now before you change it. And putting it everywhere.
Fuck.
Man, you were drunk that night, obviously.
Must have been.
It's like, hey, Slim, let's sign you up for Spotify for artists. I'll link you to your page. All right, yeah.
Keep
and then,
that there.
And then it was funny. I was like, Slim, did it work? And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm editing everything, is what you said to me. And I was like, all right, cool, it worked then. And then, yeah, then 2 weeks later, we look at it finally, and it says Akron Hip Hip.
Well, it's good to know I'm not alone in that genre.
Keep that there and name your next album, hooray.
Dude, fucking, fuck.
It's funny too because I read it on
the
surf.
You. You're in the L's.
Oh, limb with a dollar sign.
Yeah. For limb with a dollar sign. God damn it,
Akron Hip Hip.
Akron.
Why him?
Holy shit.
Because I read it the first time, too, and it said hip-hop. Oh. If I wouldn't have gone back to it the second time and actually read it, I would have never realized.
That's amazing.
Because your eyes just look at things and go, okay, that says hip-hop, and you move on. But when you really look at it, you're like, hold up, that says hip-hip? The fuck is this guy doing? Akron hip-hip.
I'm standing out. One way or another.
He's like, Sean's gonna think I stole his bio. He ain't gonna think I stole this. I'm 100% original with this hip hip.
Oh my god.
So, you ready for the main event of the evening?
Yep.
The main event.
Yeah, we're continuing along with our segment, the top 8 debate.
Alright.
Bobby and Slim today are gonna debate. I should set this up and stuff. Let's back it up. So, what's the main event of the evening? So, we started a segment a couple weeks ago.
All three of us are going to debate, not just me and him.
Yeah, right? But it felt good when you two debated. And
well,
then I just added in
agree.
Points.
I don't think we will.
I need your help because I only know Brock Lesnar, the fighter. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same. But anyway.
Yeah, it could just be us then.
So,
excuse me.
The, idea is we're going to take 8 things. God, this is convoluted. God damn it.
8 things.
I should have prepared how I was going to explain this.
It's a tournament.
Yeah, it's a completely original idea.
Have you ever heard of a tournament?
Yeah, I came up with the name. It's out of Akron.
It's Akron Hip.
An Akron original. Tournament.
So
tournament.
We're doing the top 8. We're doing the top 8 debate.
Debate. The top 8 debate.
Debate.
God. We're not going to get there.
So we pick a topic, and then we pick 8 things from that topic, and we debate them all the way down to the number 1 best of that topic. This season.
Dude. 2 at a time,
yeah.
So it'll take forever.
This season on Top 8 Debate, we're doing Top 8 Pro Wrestlers from 2000 to 2009. Those are very specific.
Yes.
Decade. Last week, we debated Triple H versus Rey Mysterio, and Triple H came out on top because Rey Mysterio was a murderer. I think it was what Johnny Carson concluded. Not Johnny Carson. God damn it, Johnny Cochran.
619, bro.
Johnny Carson. Damn, yeah. That was my Johnny Carson impression. Damn, that's some wild stuff you guys got there. So anyway, that actually wasn't a bad Carson. Let's move on. For a guy that retired when I was 4 years old, I got a pretty good Carson impression. Damn. Oh, okay. So, anyway. Okay. Yeah, Luis Lopez. My cat's on the table.
So, last
it's the main event of the...
It's like the main event of the...
Like 3 or 4 weeks ago was the last one?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Weeks ago. Okay.
Are we alternating between this and Millionaire?
Almost. No, I think next week we're playing a completely different game. Josie says she's going to create one.
Oh, it's because I won? Millionaire?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, she can't. She's got to come up with something for Paul to win.
Yeah. maybe like Scrabble. He might win that one.
Nah.
I can't spell.
So the top eight debate this week are two wrestlers from 2000 to 2009 we are debating is Batista and Brock Lesnar. Now, Brock Lesnar in 2000 to 2009 only has 2002 to 2004 to talk about, really. Batista's pretty much got the whole decade.
Does
so,
he?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, pretty much the whole decade. So, as we are going to start the debate, I'm going to open up the floor. Who wants to go first? To just talk about whatever?
That's all you, Bob. All
right, fine. First of all, I don't even know how Batista made this list of the top eight of this decade.
He was a world champion multiple times in the decade.
Stats.
Main evented WrestleMania 23 against Undertaker. Yeah. It was a part of Evolution. He was a big star in 2009.
Yeah, but he was like the henchman of Evolution.
Yeah, yeah, he was the muscle. And before that, he was Batista.
I'm still gonna go.
I just said
Batista. He was his own muscle.
His muscles had muscles.
I meant to say Devon.
He had hired guns for each arm.
He was originally Devon Dudley's hired muscle in like 2002. Devon Dudley became a deacon or something, or not a deacon, a reverend.
That's
reverend
not a real Devon. Person.
He became a reverend, and Batista debuted as Deacon Batista, and he wore a box.
My buddy.
Mm-hmm. My pal
knows Devon Dudley.
Yeah, yeah, you got a friend who's friends with
him. Hangs out with him sometimes.
Yeah. Wow.
I think his friend is his friend's like next door neighbor is married to him now or something. It's crazy.
So Devon's got your vote.
Devon's got my. Well, no, I was gonna. The reason that I.
God damn it! I'm so terrible at this. All right, Batista's out. Devon Dudley's in.
Devon should be. No,
you sold me, Bob. Batista's out. 2000 to 2009 top stars. Devon Dudley.
I was gonna say Batista. Have my vote.
Five.
Anyway,
my Bobby.
But I don't know who am I actually.
We're debating between Batista and Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Batista because, and my reasoning is, I really like the portrayal of him in Wrestling Isn't Wrestling by a girl.
Yeah, okay, Max Landis film. Now, what were your thoughts on Brock Lesnar during this time? Do you remember Brock Lesnar debuting?
That's how I feel about him.
He was very square in his stance.
He's a block.
He's so boring to me. I hate watching Brock Lesnar. I hate watching Batista too, but I'd rather watch Batista over Brock Lesnar.
What about even back then where Brock Lesnar was like trying to prove himself? Like,
was it always somebody trying to prove him?
Now, WrestleMania.
Like, oh, here's the big guy that I have, and I'm his manager. Has he ever proved himself?
Yeah, WrestleMania 19 is him against Kurt Angle, and they pull out all the stops, go like almost 30 minutes, and then Brock Lesnar tries to commit suicide by jumping straight on his own neck mid-match. It's wild. It's
what?
The wildest thing I've ever seen.
For real?
Yeah, he does. He just
on purpose?
He does a backflip. He does a backflip gainer onto his own neck.
He suplex cityed himself?
Suplex cities himself.
The mayor of Suplex City went
part of the match. Like
everyone at home watching was calling the suicide hotline right there. Yeah. Like, did you see Brock Lesnar?
A level of commitment.
His neck muscles ate
have.
That up. It's
funny. Suplex. I'll see if I can find the clip real quick. Go ahead.
Fucking Batista's muscles are Batista's muscle. And Brock Lesnar suplexing himself.
On his own neck.
This is a good debate. So you mentioned that he only wrestled between 2002 and 2004. Can you give me background on that?
WWE, yeah, because he didn't come back to WWE till 2012. So he was in UFC from 2005 to 2009.
No.
Yeah.
It was 2010.
Not when he left UFC.
Not when he made his debut.
When was the Frank Mir fight?
That was like 2009, 2010.
You're wild.
No way.
You're wild. All right, here, I'm going to play you this clip real quick of him. Now, this is his level of commitment to the match.
What? Did he mean to do that?
Yeah, that was completely on purpose.
What on earth?
Here, you ever seen it, Bob? Here, watch. This commitment of levels. God damn it. Oh, damn it. Hold on.
This Damn is when it. He commits suicide?
Yeah, hold on. It doesn't have any.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That hurt me.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar's first UFC fight was in 2008. His first MMA fight was in 2007.
So, okay, I was off by 2 years.
But that's the only Brock Lesnar I know, so give me a little background before that.
Well, before that, he went to the University of Minnesota, I want to say.
He was
a collegiate champion, NCAA World Heavyweight Champion.
Two-time, I believe.
I don't think it's a World Heavyweight Champion in college. It might just be Heavyweight Champion. But anyway, so then he got recruited by the WWE because Jerry Briscoe, who's a... He always scours the collegiate wrestling world for who might be the next big star in pro wrestling. So they got Brock Lesnar real young, signed him to a deal, and sent him to Louisville, Kentucky, where he trained, and then was on TV within a year and debuted in 2002, won the belt by the end of that year, I want to say. And then wrestled through 2003, and then by 2004, he had a feud with Goldberg, and they wrestled at WrestleMania in 2004, and that was when he left. And he didn't re-sign his deal and decided he was going to go play pro football instead and tried to try out for the Minnesota Vikings and didn't make it.
Damn.
I think he got put on the practice squad. And for being a walk-on at 23 years old or like 25 years old or whatever, it's not bad.
No,
you
know
what I mean? No. But whatever. So then he went on from there. But he did have a meteoric rise and very quick fuck this place and left shit.
See, I didn't know that. I thought he was a bigger star than he was in the WWE, the way the UFC made him out to be.
He was a big star. Like, in his first year, he beat Hulk Hogan, he beat The Rock, he beat fucking Stone Cold. Or if he didn't beat Stone Cold quit because of him. Like, it was a big deal. Like, they were like, you're wrestling King of the Ring qualifier against Brock Lesnar, and he's winning. And he was like, he did the famous Stone Cold, what?
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 And he was like, you're really not going to build up a money pay-per-view? Fuck this, I'm not showing up. And he just didn't show up. So that's kind of what killed Steve Austin's career.
Wow.
And then Brock Lesnar continued and ended up being a big star.
Okay.
And then became a bigger star by going to UFC.
Well, being as this is a...
A wrestler. Debate.
I do remember some of Batista's matches. And even though Brock Lesnar did claim the UFC heavyweight title within this time frame, it was in 2008. I will have to go with Batista on this one.
Batista wrestled, fought in some MMA too.
He did, yeah. He won.
Wait, you went with Batista?
Yeah.
Damn, this is not a debate then.
Yeah, it's not a debate. You guys went with the same.
Damn, way. I'll go with
Brock Lesnar. Well, I convinced you Brock Lesnar's a bigger star.
Yeah, I liked your story. And plus, I can go with Brock.
No, I can twist mine,
and I'll go with Brock Lesnar, and I'll say the reason is because the only time I ever liked Batista is when he was portrayed by a girl in Wrestling Isn't Wrestling.
Yeah.
Because I don't like Batista muscles.
Batista.
And I would rather see Brock Lesnar, because even though I think he's boring, at least he has an entertaining manager by his side.
If we're talking flat out technically, Brock Lesnar's better wrestler without a doubt. Like Batista's about
as good. I saw it in that clip.
Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, you saw it. Like, I mean, that's
jump on his own
showmanship when you try and commit suicide.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Bob. Batista's sexy.
Okay. Well, I don't know that.
That was the closing argument. I think I'm gonna have to go with no. I think actually, Slim, from 2002 to 2009, or whenever, because Batista and Brock were part of the same class. That's something I didn't say. Remember how I said he got recruited and went to Louisville?
Yeah.
So that class of wrestlers was Brock Lesnar.
Batista wrestled too?
Batista. No, not. I'm talking about in just professional. In general.
Okay.
Professional wrestling. They got recruited to go to Louisville to train to be pro wrestlers. That class was Brock Lesnar, John Cena, Randy Orton, Batista, and Shelton Benjamin.
Did they ever compete?
Batista and Brock, mm-hmm. yeah, plenty of times with...
Who won?
Like, in their old gimmicks, too. With,
what's their Grand Theft Auto 5 rival scoreboard?
Yeah, they're
not sure. but, yeah, so they started together at the same time, basically, in pro wrestling.
Hmm.
But Batista had the longer career through 2002 to 2009.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar was only there for 2 years. While, albeit a large impression... I think this week we're going with Batista.
Nice.
Sorry, Bobby.
I won that one.
No, that's fine. He did hang out with D-Von.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Batista. We're going with D-Von. D-Von won. This was a three-way debate this week.
Three-way tie.
D-Von, Brock, and that. So,
I can't find a record online.
Now our winners now have become Triple H and Batista. It's turning into an evolution... Revolution over here.
They fought in 2001.
Yeah, yeah. Leviathan versus Brock Lesnar, probably.
OVW?
Yeah, yeah. That's Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky.
Nice.
Yeah. Booked by the man, the one and only Jim Cornette. Jim Cornette was a guy who had hands in training all these guys.
Mm. Motherfucker.
He actually
so what's the next wrestling one?
The next top eight debate will be John Cena and Randy Orton.
Oh.
I did the you can't see me hand sign.
So we have Triple H and Batista are our winners. We still have to debate John Cena and Randy Orton and Kurt Angle and Undertaker. And then I think the final debate will just be all four of them. The winners. Does that make sense?
Yeah, let's get this done with.
So we'll, and then we'll pick a new topic for the next.
I don't
next
know how to input on this one.
We'll pick a new topic for the next top eight debate following that.
Man, next one's gonna be hard. This one I hated both people, but next one I love both people.
What, John Cena and Randy Orton? Yeah, especially during that time, dude. They're both big stars during that time, man.
Man.
Randy Orton.
Man.
I watched the wrestling pay-per-view this Sunday. I really haven't been keeping up that much with pro wrestling anymore. Like, I watch the pay-per-views if I get a chance, kind of, is what I'm at now. Mm-hmm. And so I watched this Sunday, and man, Randy Orton is just doing some of the coolest stuff he's ever done this year. Like, everybody hates on the shit he does sometimes, but recently, man, he's been doing some cool shit. Like, Slim, you didn't see this, but the other month they did a pay-per-view, everything's in a cage.
Okay.
So the one wrestler has these giant plugs. Yeah. He fucking popped dude's plug out and stuck a screwdriver in his ear and just started twisting his fucking ear.
Oh.
It's the coolest shit I ever saw. Like,
did he fuck him up?
It was hurting me. Bobby sat there with me, and I'm going, this is hurting me. I was like squirming the whole time.
Is his ear okay?
Yeah, his ear is fine.
Shit.
But just the look of it looked incredible. Like, it's just really cool things like that where I'm like, man, he's just doing cool shit. Like,
he's disfiguring people's lives.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, people are big fans of the flippy, crazy stuff. You know what I mean? Where you're just flipping and flying all over the ring.
That's my thing, yeah.
It's like 90-pound wrestlers.
Yeah, they want to see fucking Brock Lesnar do a moonsault.
Yeah, but... Backflip, Gainer into the
into the cardboard, into the trash can.
Backflip, Gainer. So anyway,
yeah, bro, Gainer. Yeah,
parkour. So anyway,
I love The Office. Yeah.
What were we even talking about? Randy Orton,
Gainer
cool stuff.
Yeah, cool stuff.
We're pro wrestling fans.
Do you think Brock will return to the UFC? Apparently there was a dispute on the internet.
Been
where
in the USADA testing pool now for a couple months
but
now.
But apparently one of his drug tests went up missing, and USADA blamed it on a computer error.
I'll say, I mean, he looks flabby and out of shape on WWE TV lately. So
oh, yeah?
I would believe he's not juicing. Just because
Cormier's going to whoop that ass.
He doesn't look that good.
Cormier's going to whoop that ass!
Yeah, that would be a tough fight. I want to see it because Brock Lesnar can lay on people and Cormier can strike.
But Cormier is also a NCAA wrestler and an Olympic wrestler.
Oh snap, Kurt Cormier.
What?
Like Kurt Angle. Anyway, yeah. Top eight debate. Now, how did it make you guys feel to do Top 8 Debate this week?
Good.
Tuned everybody out with the wrestling talk.
Come here, Kenny.
We've become a wrestling podcast. Or we've become a wrestling video game podcast.
We're
discussing WWE 2000 for the 64. I used to have that, actually.
It's a good game. So was No Mercy. Mm. They both were the best of all time.
Luis, don't fuck with me.
Luis Lopez. He's a kitten.
Facts.
I have video of me from the other night. I was sitting over in the recliner, and Luis Lopez is in my lap. Salem's to the right of me. Scotty's above my head, and Paige is right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I just videoed them all.
That is the music video I was talking about almost.
Yeah. You want me to just put it to my song?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I will. I recorded a song earlier today. I went to a studio.
A studio?
I went to the studio.
What was the studio called?
Paul's House.
Paul Productions.
But no, I saw his
name. No, it's Paul, not Paul.
Paul.
His name is Paul. So I went to his new basement, you know, the way he's got everything set up.
I noticed it was different. I thought it was his upstairs room, but I remember he moved out.
He's got his basement all set up down there. It's nice. Pretty nice. And then
how'd it sound?
Little recording spot. Fine. It was different because not like I'm so used to my own ears recording, mixing, maneuvering, everything. Mm. But instead, I just like stood on the other end of the room, and I'm like, okay.
Gave him the reins.
Yeah, and then so now I'm like, you know, I gotta wait for a mix. It's not like I can, when I record myself, I can sit there and mix it, go listen to it, mix it again, go listen to it, mix it again, you know what I mean, until I get it done. But now I just have to sit and wait for somebody else to do all that work, send it to me, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
But it felt good.
Gotcha.
It felt, I feel like it'll be nice getting myself a different sound. Yeah. Everybody's like staring at the way this cat is.
Yeah, he's like groping this cat.
Look at him. He's cuddled up with his eyes like half open, just staring up at me like, what up?
Dad's got me now.
He said I'm groping.
Oh, that's your grandpa. Never mind.
I'm this cat's dad. Get the fuck out of here.
You're the grandpa. You're Scotty's dad.
I'm this cat's dad, too. I'm my own grandpa, motherfucker.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Evolution. He's going to haunt this house.
That's why Batista won.
Funny.
So what the fuck was I talking about before this cat stole my
recording?
Heart? Oh, God, no. It's opening programs on my keyboard. Shit. But, yeah, so I recorded rap songs.
Yeah.
Hopefully... I'm hoping it'll give me a little different sound instead of me mixing everything myself. I can put somebody else's ear to some shit and have a cool sound for my album.
Right.
I'm making all the beats and stuff.
It's your beat, not Tiger's beat this time?
No, it's my own beat.
Dope.
Probably going to use mostly my own beats for my own stuff. I don't really know yet, though. I don't know. I'm sitting on a bunch of beats now, man. I've been in the lab, bro.
Yeah, they're sounding nice. That one you sent me was stupid.
Dude, the bass line's so obnoxious in that song. It's just a random stand-up
bass.
Did
you hear that, Bob? You play for him?
Yeah, he heard it when I was just first making it, when I just slapped all the sounds together and went, this is obnoxious. I don't know if he's heard it, like, built, like, a whole beat yet. But
no, I did.
So, yeah. Just for me making it, and you hear
no,
it,
I remember because I remember saying something about how it didn't sound anything like.
Nah, that's a different beat. That's a different one. This is a different. That's a different beat. That's a different one. This is a different one. If you didn't get the,
dude, you've been in the lab. Different. I know.
I've been in the lab.
New
bro.
Beat. Who this?
So yeah, man. Maybe I'll start. Maybe I'll produce an album for you.
Yeah, need it.
$100,000.
Oh, God.
Can I finance it?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, $150 a month payments for the next 36 months.
That doesn't add up, but we'll do that.
It's at a 500% APR.
Oh, yikes.
Yikes.
Fucking, I know how to do this shit now. I'm in debt. I'm sorry.
Rena Center.
Oh, God. Let's get out of here. Let's just keep this episode short. This has been a fun one. We've went to Rent-A-Center. My name is Sean.
Sean.
We played Top 8 Debate, and we talked Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You can't ask for much more.
And Grand Theft Auto and getting mercilessly killed.
Yeah. I mean, has there been anything in the news that's important?
I only know MMA news.
We're about to do a news segment.
News.
I haven't done this in so long.
To the news
Paris
clip.
Is falling.
It's falling.
France is like dead.
What?
Yeah, dude. France is dead.
Backpack Kid is suing Fortnite creator over use of the floss.
I did see that, and you should have done that long ago.
Yeah.
That was his thing, but how do you trademark a dance?
There's a lot of people suing them for that. Yeah, and trademarking a dance is very, very difficult.
But he did kind of create it.
Because it can't be a dance move. It has to be... I read a whole thing about this. Because the 2 milli was already trying to sue him for milli rocking in the game. But so, one dance move can't be trademarked because it's just a move. What can be trademarked, though, is a long, like, interpretive dance. So if you did a 4-minute performance, that could be trademarked as a performance. But one single move is too minuscule to, like, it's too easily copied and made into other things.
Really?
For it to be trademarked. Yeah.
Who taunted the floss is what I want
to
know.
But it is kind of hard to deny. I like to pronounce the word hard instead of hard.
That's your Irish background.
It's hard to... it's the wee little Irish. It's hard.
Oh, the yield is hard this year. The potatoes just aren't growing.
It's hard to deny that the kid invented the dance or that 2 milli invented the milli. Like, it's hard to deny that they did invent those things.
Right.
But yeah, whether or not it'll hold up in court is very sketchy right now.
I doubt it.
Or sketchy.
I would take it as like an
ode. It's gonna be really hard for them.
I would take
this.
It as a compliment. Like, you know,
what did they?
The most popular video game.
Fortnite though is making a lot of money off these people that they're not making.
You're right. I forgot that was a paid emote that you could do.
Yeah, it's like if you're.
I don't play Fortnite really, so.
If anything, the Fortnite people should be like, "Here's $100,000. Thank you for being you."
Right.
They make enough money to do that.
For sure.
But they're not, which is fucking shitty of them to do.
They'll probably settle.
It's like when Childish Gambino, when his song came out and everybody realized that it was stolen from somebody else pretty much, the This Is America. Like we talked about it on the podcast. We played both versions and everything. But first thing he did was pay the other guy. Mm. So that guy was like, I got nothing bad to say.
Do you think?
And that was it. Yeah, you know what I mean? You get caught, and you're making that much money, just pay the person.
Right.
Just pay him.
You got to.
I stole your shit. Sorry.
Keep it off the internet.
Here.
Legally, I mean.
Or just take it down. Yeah. It's like a moral thing.
Yeah,
like, Epic Games is the company. They look like assholes, basically.
Do they really have morals? They sell skins and emotes, and people like Monty buy them up every month.
That's awesome. You know, another thing I started doing at work, you guys will like this. We have to put cups of things in the window, you know what I mean? In the hot window to be sold. And when they call for it, they'll be like, hey, we need a 3-ounce marinara in the window. And I'll be like, heard 3-ounce marinara in the window. That's just what I started saying.
Oh, you're on CB talk now?
But I heard 3-ounce marinara in the window. And so it became a thing pretty quick because I say it enough times a shift that people start off going, God damn it, stop. And then by like a week later, everybody's going, 3-ounce marinara, Hearn Winder. Like, and so it was funny because I was working with a guy.
Three-piece chicken tender.
I was working with a guy yesterday.
I like to pronounce it
Mariner. Mariner, Winder. So it's... It's got deeper roots, too. I don't even know if I should go into all these deeper roots. But one time, one of the expos looked at us and was like, can I get a in the window? And all of us were like, what did you just say? Like, And he goes, a marinara in the window. We're like, no, you did it. You said, and he's like, no, I didn't. We're like, yes, you did. Like, it blew all of our minds. All of us were like, you said this. He's like, no, I didn't. So from there, I started.
So I sued him.
Yeah. Well, he might sue me for becoming successful. All this Patreon money. You're saying murder on your podcast. But anyway, so I started saying, like, you know, 2 ounce murder. And fucking, so I'd be like, oh, murder. And then when we got the 3 ounce ones and everybody's asking for a 3 ounce marinara in the window, I just start going, 3 ounce murder in the window. So anyway, yeah, I was working with the guy yesterday and he's Mexican and he's got a pretty thick Mexican accent. So it was funny because after the first time I said, hey, you need a 3 ounce murder and winder, he was like, what? And then the rest of the day he'd be like, winder. Like he'd walk past me and be like, in winder. And it's like, it's so funny, dude. Like, just I was dying. Like, listen to this guy.
Oh my god.
And then in his accent saying, in winder. It is just so funny. I can't even like impersonate it. It's just so funny hearing winder. He just like I was in the freezer putting shit away, but I have the door open because it's cold as fuck in there. And he walks by, and all I hear is winder as he's going down the hall. Yeah, I was dying. I love just doing stupid shit like that, where I just say something, yeah. And I say it enough times that by like the next week, everybody's saying it. Like,
winder.
That's awesome. I say stupid ass shit all the time. People are like, can I get 3 ounce cheddar sauce? I'm like, cheddar sauce for the cheddar boss. Like, it doesn't even matter if I'm in a bad mood or it doesn't matter. As soon as I hear, can I get a cheddar sauce? I go, cheddar sauce for the cheddar boss. Like, I just yell stupid ass shit in the kitchen as much as I can.
Cheddar, I know what you're saying.
It just keeps the cheddar sauce for the cheddar boss. And then,
do you have code words for shit like SpongeBob used to do?
I need 3 crying Johnnies.
3 murder. Well, there is one that goes around in our kitchen. I don't know. That might sell me out a little bit, but we have, all these places, people, things are completely fictional that I'm saying here. We have, Southwest egg rolls.
Mm-hmm.
So we call them swag rolls. And one of the guys has decided that his definition of swag is Justin Bieber.
Okay.
So anytime one comes in, he goes, Justin Bieber, and he yells it.
Yeah.
So we started going, or one of the managers started going, mer, 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 after he does it. So now we all just go like, Justin Bieber, mer, 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 mer. And sometimes they can get obnoxious. Like
an air horn.
Especially me, I do it really long. Like, I'll be like, everybody else will stop, and I'll still be over in the corner going like, mer, 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 mer. DJ K, nice. And then I'll stop finally.
And like, that's why I lost my job.
Yeah, I like to. I like to do stupid ass shit. I hate the Justin Bieber part, so that's why I just go to fuck around with everybody. Because everybody else just goes, and I'm over in the corner going. I want to start a new one, like a
gratata.
I was doing that at your show when you were rapping. Like, so there would be a part where you're not rapping and your beat's just going. I'd be like, so the beat's rolling, like, and I'd be like,
What's that YouTube rapper?
Wow, yeah, no,
it's over the Michelle Branch song.
Yeah, yeah, and he's like, and it goes, skirt, 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 or whatever. And he's like, no, no, not that one. No, no. There's
like
this
rolling down the street, and then you hear the gun go.
He just does that. Yeah. So I've started doing that over beats constantly.
Nice.
Especially when I'm like freestyling in the car after I make a beat, I'll be listening. And I'll just be like, yeah, motherfucker, I'ma go. I'm the fucking shit. Y'all already know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how I freestyle in the car.
That's a trademark. So.
Yeah, but I like to spell it like. Sorry. Anyway, let's. Now let's end the show. Now that we got the Inwinder story out.
Inwinder.
I'll never forget that guy being like, can I get a murder in the window? We were like, what did you say? He's like, marinara. We were like, no, you did not. Like, he no-sold it completely. Like, he didn't just, like, slowly have a stroke mid-sentence. Like, he fucking just no-sold it.
That's
like,
where it started?
Yeah, it's okay. Him just being like, murr. And I was like, what? And he's like, marinara. I'm like, you did not say marinara. Yeah, I did. I'm like, no, you did not. Like, so yeah, he just started.
That's awesome.
Murder, thrum, and then slowly it snowballs till you're saying thrum, murder, and winder. And now everything's in winder.
In the winder.
In the winder.
Wow, you really changed the culture of this restaurant.
I do. I keep things fun.
Yeah.
Schwan keeps things hilarious. You know,
I try to do the same in my job.
Yeah, yeah, when you're slanging jewelry.
Right.
You say 3 ounce carat diamond in the winder.
Slanging stones.
Oh, man. Diamond. Did you see the 550 carat diamond?
Or yeah, it looked like a fucking jelly bean.
Yep. All right, Bobby. For Bobby, for Slim, I'm Sean.
Hey.
Wanted to do it like Fight Night on HBO or something. For Bobby Camparta, for Slim, I'm Sean. Good night to
it's,
all.
It's Bobby C. It's Bobby.
Yeah, it's Sean.
For it's I'm Sean. For Bobby, for Andy and Sean.
Hey.
I don't like that. Handy Andy.
That's me. Quicker fixer upper.
Andrew. What if we called you Drew now?
Oh, no.
You're Drew.
That's no.
You like kind of look like a Drew. Like, stop. You could be a Drew. Mm-hmm. You have a Drew look.
I don't like Drew.
Yeah.
I've never been called Drew. Like, no one's ever.
You do look like a Drew.
Honestly. He has a Drew look. Yeah, a Drew look.
Don't. But no one's ever called me
you
Drew.
You look Drew together.
Like I said, I've had the Andy to Andrew, but no one's ever called me Drew for short.
Don't say Drewy. I don't like that one. Drew. I don't like Drewy.
Drewby dooby doob.
I don't like the adjective Drewy. Yeah,
hey, I got this mariner in a winder and it was a little Drewy. Can you make me another one?
Yeah, because I wasn't calling him that. I was using it to describe how much of a Drew he was.
Yeah. I don't like that sentence either. I don't like any of this. Let's end the show before we fucking...
A big Drew is a Drewy.
Oh, God. Thank you, guys. Let's have a good day.
Yeah. Pips in the shop.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.